If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Male Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Male treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Male will help you.
Call New Male Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. If your bucket list includes hitting course designs by golf legends Palmer, Player, and Trevino, it's time to swing out to Geneva National Resort. Just an hour from Chicago in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, this semi-private resort boasts a master's trifecta, making Geneva National the ideal stay-and-play escape. For only $95 in October, you can play two of Geneva National's coveted courses and stay overnight for free. These hot dates fill up fast, so visit GenevaNationalResort.com to book your stay and play today.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Hey, it's Hanley here for DraftKings.com. Football is back, and it already feels like 1 week fantasy at DraftKings.com. With $1 million top prize at stake each and every week, every play in every game could take you closer to a life-changing payday. This is not fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Here's what .com. Do it right now. Use the promo code Chicago, and you're going to play for free. A free shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Chicago for that promo code. Do it right now. Only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears will be without Jay Cutler for the next 2 weeks, according to ESPN. Cutler injured his hamstring, defending a play in Sunday's loss to the Cardinals. Jimmy Clausen looks to get the start on Sunday. Antrell Roll visited with Spiegel and Goff today, and he has some definite ideas about where the Bears' defense needs to improve, starting with Kyle Fuller.
If you're going to press a guy, you have to make sure you put your hands on the guy. No, you can't line up in front of the guy and, you know, just and not disrupt him whatsoever. And as far as, you know, the pass interference, I just think he just needs to put himself in a better position and, you know, make plays on the ball as opposed to, you know, trying to read the receiver's hands all the time and make plays that way.
You can hear more of that conversation with Antrell Roll at SpiegelandGoff.com. Cubs remain 2 games back of Pittsburgh for the top NL wild card and home field advantage for the NL wild card game. Cubs will try to close the gap tonight when they send Jake Arrieta to the mound to face Tyler Cravey. Arrieta's ERA now down to just 1.96 on the year. He's still trying to get that 20th win on the season. Pregame tonight at 7:05. White Sox, meanwhile, try to make it 3 in a row against Detroit. Jose Quintana makes his 31st start on the year, looking for his career-high 10th win. He's 0-2 against the Tigers in 4 starts this year. Pre-game tonight starts at 5:30. Blackhawks open the preseason tonight at the United Center against the Red Wings at 7:30. Rookie forward Artemi Panarin will miss a few preseason games with an upper body injury, according to coach Joe Quenneville. Patrick Kane is on the roster for tonight. Marcus Kruger could be in town as soon as tomorrow. Situation sorted out. The Hawks continue to trim the roster as the season approaches, releasing forwards Hayden McCool, Radovan Bondra, and Ray Radke from training camp. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. September sales event going on now. And join the Score and Dos Equis at the Diamond Club in Chicago next Thursday for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Watch the game while enjoying a cold Dos Equis. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Scores and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
John Fox just said that Jimmy Clausen was okay.
I think overall he did okay.
No, he didn't. There he is. See? Dan Bernstein, do not dispute your coach. This guy has been doing this forever, so he knows okay when he sees it.
All right, I don't. If that's okay,
it's okay.
He's the same guy that said the Bears would be good sooner than later. That
well,
too.
Later is getting later.
Sooner is getting later. Is what you're saying?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I would say that he does not make it through this journey. Maybe this year, but he does not make it through the journey to where the Bears become good again.
John Fox?
I don't think so.
Already after 2 games,
I just don't think that the entire journey. It's a long trip. Be a lot of potholes along the way.
Oh, here you go, Phil. We got dust in the car. We're hitting an oil patch. Don't.
I said from the beginning, there would be dust on that highway.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Zach Zaidman.
I don't know what frightens you, but the reality is that Jimmy Clausen has participated in some fashion in 18 games in the National Football League. Oh, he's lost 17 of them.
Yep.
He is 0-9 in his career in the NFL on the road.
Oh, my God.
Russell Wilson, on the flip side, 22-2 in home games during the regular season in his career.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the Score.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
I'm Dan Bernstein.
Wait a minute, hold on. I'm Terry Boers. How you doing?
Put my mic on!
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 206 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we have gotten a kick out of this guy's question in the last couple weeks.
He's actually asking them.
Patrick Kane or John Fox, I love every damn minute of it.
Because somebody actually occasionally, it's okay to actually ask a question you want answered. That's kind of the job as I was taught it. He is Mark Potash. He is on Twitter at Mark Potash, and he joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. I know Terry has a question for you, Mark.
Okay.
Are you going to stop drinking?
I'm going to start drinking.
Yeah, the Fox thing really has to be somewhat frustrating. Now that we know that he just doesn't seem capable of answering a direct question in any way, shape, or form.
And the worst part of it, Dan, is that he doesn't care that bothers us or that people care about that. I mean, he's just, you know, this is a guy who has been doing what he's doing, right or wrong. He's obviously had more success than most for, you know, the last 15 years, and he's just going to go about his way no matter what. In some ways, I can kind of it doesn't seem quite as bad as the previous regimes because he kind of knows what he's doing, and I don't think he's panicking, and he's kind of doing his own thing, and that's the way it's worked. Will it work here? I don't know. But it is frustrating because, you know, a lot of questions, not very many answers. He doesn't tell us anything, and sometimes he just out and out just lies to us. So, but on the other hand, he's a proven coach. He's better than we've had here in Chicago, and I think after 2 games, I think it's way too early to kind of dismiss his resume. Let's put it that way.
I wouldn't, you know, Mark, I'm not dismissing his resume. I just see a long journey here.
Oh, and there's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, and there's so many things that can happen during the course of this thing. You know, I mean, I realize, yeah, he's a turnaround specialist. He gets it going for you. But what you need here, it's not going to happen within two years unless there's some miracle here of great drafting and the Bears are 2-14 this year or whatever, and you start getting a bunch of good picks. But not only can you get the picks, You got to be right about every damn time.
Yeah, and I think that's a realization that they are coming to, especially after a game like this, seeing that a guy like Kyle Fuller, that Fox himself said was kind of a foundation, a guy he could build around, and now he's like benching him. But you know, I think Dan has kind of touched on this before. It's a lot better being bad in the first year of a regime than in the last, and this is a bad that I think we can live with if that makes sense to you. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to have our eyes on a much bigger picture. You know, this is not a playoff team. This team might be better off with the quarterbacks they have, with Jay Cutler not being a quarterback, instead of trying to fool themselves into thinking they can actually be something. And it's going to be a lot longer journey, as